Now we are told, "And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion," which means he gave to her more than he actually gave to the other one and all of her children. Why? For he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore. Who was her adversary? The other wife. You see, they weren't on speaking terms. That wasn't a very pleasant home. Who told you that God approved of this sort of thing? I think God disapproved of it. They're having trouble. They're having family trouble. And there wasn't any counselor to go to at that time. Now notice, her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And probably Hannah was one of the most miserable persons in the world at this time. But you know that she goes now to God in prayer. And as, verse 7, "And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore." Now you know what she prayed for. She prayed for a son. Will you listen to her? "She vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I'll give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." In other words, she would make him a Nazarite unto God, separated unto the service of God. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now, Eli was the high priest. And he saw this woman come up and pray, and he watched her mouth as it moved, and apparently he couldn't read her lips. And when she cried out like this, notice the reaction of Eli. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And what a sidelight that is upon the conditions of that day. Going to find out these sons of Eli, they drank and caroused there. And old Eli, their father, knew it and shut his eyes to it, you know. He was an indulgent father. And when this woman, Hannah, came and prayed like this with the zeal of her heart, old Eli thought she is drunk. You know why? Because there'd been others there that were drunken. This wasn't really the best place to come and to be in that day, my friend. Now will you notice? "And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said," now listen to her, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." You don't see much praying like Hannah's today, do you? That people might mistake you being drunk the way you pray. Our prayers are very dignified. Now will you notice, "Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli answered. Now Eli sees his mistake. And he said, "Go in peace. God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad.